Okay. Let's hit those lights, Mr. Alex. Okay. All right. If you've been here for a while this year, you've probably think this story sounds a little familiar, does it? It's different. Ooh. You're telling me Jesus did this twice? Yes. Amen, Zoe. Yes. Yes, Jesus fed people twice. Actually, I kind of think Jesus may. All right. I'm not adding to the Bible when I say this, but I'm saying I would not be surprised if Jesus did this multiple times, not just twice. Because Jesus likes doing cool things. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right, good. So here's what I want to talk to you about tonight. Working with Jesus. Everybody say, work, work. Work. Great. Here's what I want you to see tonight. This is what I hope. It's up here on the screen. I hope you see it. It's above you or behind me. Jesus is inviting you to work with him. Everybody say, with. Notice I'm not saying for. I'm not saying for. Not the number, but the word F-O-R. For. There's a big difference between working with someone and working for someone, okay? We have a great promise from our King. He said before he told us and sent us out to do a work, he said, I will be with you even to the end of the age. So Jesus is inviting you to work with him. And here's the thing about Jesus, okay? Jesus is always working. How much does Jesus work? Always. A lot. Always. He's always working. Do I have your attention? I'm very up close and personal. Jesus is always working. Okay? So here's something you need to think about, though. Jesus is always working. He's inviting you to do a work. Jesus even said that the things that we're going to do as his disciples are greater things than what we might compare what he did. That's crazy to me. So I want to ask you just like heart level question. Do you even have a desire to be used by Jesus for great things? Don't have to answer it out loud, but do you have a desire to have Jesus use you and be with you to do great things? And if you're just hearing me and you're just like, ah, okay, he's asking a question, and it's not a big deal to you, I want to ask you, why is that not a big deal? That should be a huge deal to us to want to do great things with Jesus. I like Katie's nod. She's like, yeah. So everything I'm about to talk to you about tonight from this passage, you have to understand, I'm not trying to get you to have behavior, all right? Like, I'm not saying I want you to do certain things and act a certain way when I'm talking about this, okay? Because all the things we're talking about, if they're going to happen in your life, they have to be done out of what we would call trust and faith. Like, you... to do things with Jesus, you actually have to believe that Jesus is with you. Does that make sense? Okay, so take that. Everything I'm about to show you tonight, take it with that in your head. Let that be the way you look at it. This is about you believing Jesus can use you, okay? Just like he's using Alex and Sarah. What an awesome night for you to come. I didn't plan this. You texted me like 3 days, 2 days, however. It's like, hey, come on. So we're picking up the story. Remember Gus a few weeks ago, he talked about how Jesus called a Gentile or non-Jewish woman. He called her a dog. He didn't mean it in a mean way. And the response, like what was happening was that she wanted a healing. She wanted a miracle. She needed a miracle in her life, her daughter. And so she like tells Jesus, hey, don't dogs eat scraps too? Don't they eat the scraps of the children? And Jesus is like, yeah, I'm so impressed by what you're saying. You believe. Go home, your daughter's better. So we're picking up. Last week we saw Jesus healing another Gentile group among another Gentile group. And now he's feeding a Gentile group. So here's the deal. More and more evidence Jesus is not racist. Okay? It's not about who the people are. Jesus loves everyone. He's got a purpose for everything. And so we're picking up here. And so Jesus is going to work. He's got his disciples with him. He's got you here right now. And so if you want to experience doing work with Jesus, some great things. Here's the first thing I want to tell you. I think we can see in this text. Number one, look. Everybody say look. Look. All right. Look. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Look. Look for people Jesus desires to serve. Here's where we can see this in this text. Jesus is modeling us his character. He's modeling the kind of character he wants to build in our hearts. It says, in those days when again a great crowd gathered and they had nothing to eat. Notice how the author, Mark, is saying these people that are in this crowd, there's nothing, no food. He, Jesus, called his disciples to him and said to them, and remember, Jesus does everything on purpose. He's inviting his disciples in to watch him and participate, just like he does with you. Verse 2. This is Jesus speaking, I have compassion on the crowd. You know what compassion is? Rowan, what is compassion? Oh, yeah, dude, fist bump. Let's make them hear it. You ready? Do you guys hear that? Did that hurt? That hurt me. All right, so compassion, to like feel for someone. Essentially, you're being affected. Something's happening deep in your inner being, in your inner person, especially in an aspect that looks like sympathy or compassion. And they say this word is talking about something happening in the bowels. Ew. Like, you're saying Jesus had a bowel movement? No. The bowels, to the Greek and Hebrew people, like writers, that's what they would use to talk about the most inner part of someone. You got heart, you got mind, and then you got bowels. It's like the deep, deep part of a person, okay? And that's where the compassion, like this Jesus having compassion is coming from one of the deepest parts of him. And he says, I have this because they have been with me now 3 days and they have nothing to eat. So I want to have a heart like Jesus. I want to be able to have compassion on people. Do you? Oh, my goodness. Like, you really want to help people, you got to have compassion. Notice what it says. Jesus was with them how many days? Three. Everybody hold up three. 3 days. So Jesus has been with this crowd a while. He's been able to watch them. He's been teaching. He gets to know. Here's a lesson for you, okay? Jesus had to spend time with these people to watch them, to know, hey, they're running out of food. God wants to use you and the people you're around all the time. How many days a week do you go to school? Five. Some of you are homeschooled. But for those that are at school, that's 5 days a week. That's 5 days in a week where you can observe, where Jesus wants to do something around you. We need to be more observant, like Jesus. Jesus can produce that in us. Continues, he says, If I send them away, notice Jesus he's like talking about how he understands what's at stake. If I send them away to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come far away. So Jesus' heart for people is not just for them to be there and listen to him. Like Jesus actually cares about their bodies. Like Jesus doesn't just see people as something to make his fame and his world better. He's actually noticing where they're really at. I don't know about you, but I need God to work on my heart about that. I need to have Jesus change my heart to not see people as something to make me feel good or do something. So here's the, so look at how Jesus is doing this. Jesus is observing. He's seeing what needs to be done. Jesus is doing the will of the Father. That was not the microphone. That was a chair upstairs. But Jesus is looking around, and so we can learn from him and look for people Jesus desires to serve. All right, so look. Everybody say look. All right, now everybody say share. Okay, so we're building the situation, right? We're building. We know that people need food. They're hungry. They can't go home. And now we've read the scripture, so we know how many people. How many people did it say there are? 4,000 people. Okay, so here's how the disciples are going to respond. Jesus is like, I want to feed these people. And then they're going to share their concerns with Jesus. And it's okay for you to share your concerns with Jesus when he starts working in your heart to want to work with him in someone's life. His disciples answered him. They're talking. It's like if you have, look, Jesus wants to hear you, okay? If you have a concern about something he's asked you to do, tell him. He's not going to get mad at you. They say, how can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? Let me ask you a question. Did something like this already happen?
Yes.
One more time?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's kind of silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if I were Jesus, think about it. If you were Jesus, no, think about this. Someone watched you. My wife does this all the time. She does something or says something, and then I ask her to repeat what she says, and she's like, it frustrates you, right, baby? It's like, I already told you. You saw me do that. Why are you asking me again? If I were Jesus, I would respond like that. I'd be angry. Like, dude, are you watching? But that's not what Jesus does. We're going to read in a moment. He doesn't respond in an angry way. And so I want to tell you, when God is working in your heart and you see that he wants to use you and you share your, you can share your concerns with him. He wants to hear you. He loves you. He loves you. God loves you. Jesus loves you. He wants to hear you. So what did I say at the beginning? What's the word?
Share
your concerns with Jesus. It's okay. All right, next, after you look, you see it, you observe, then you share your concern with Jesus, the next thing you're going to do is listen. Listen. Everybody, remember the last week Jesus stuck his finger in the guy's ear? All right, let's do that. Listen. No, you don't have to do that. Joseph, do not stick your ear in Weston's ear. Wait, your finger in Weston's ear. So we are listening for Jesus' directions. Like directions like a sign or a map. Because if we're going to do work with Jesus, we don't need to do the work we think should be done. We need to do the work he knows needs to be done, right? Okay, look at how Jesus speaks to his disciples. Jesus asked, how many loaves do you have? So Jesus is pointing out they have something, right? There is something. And they said, how many? Seven. I always like to think of them saying, seven. How many loaves do we have? Hey, how many loaves do we have?
Seven.
I just think of them being like, seven. Here's the deal. Is seven enough to feed 4,000 people?
No.
No. No, 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 it's not. But here's what we can learn from this, okay? Here's what we can learn. Number one, Jesus actually cares what we bring to the table, okay? Like, for you who want to be used by him and used with him. Like, he's already provided certain things for you, whether it's like your personality, your beautiful eyes. Gosh, Rowan, got beautiful eyes, man. I mean, handsome eyes. Whether it's your eyes or your personality, your voice. Like, some of y'all want to sing. Some of you like to sing, and you're too afraid to get up here. And God's given you a voice. He's given you a pretty voice. He wants to use that, okay? The point I'm trying to make is Jesus has given you something, and whatever it is you're bringing to the table, he can use it because he's the king of the cosmos. Look at this. He says, he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. He directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves. So he takes what the disciples had. It's like he wants to use it. He wants to use them. And then having given thanks, meaning he's like blessing. Or it actually says he blessed it in a moment. He broke the bread and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. Okay, 7 loaves. Hang on. Let's see what I got here. All right. All right, just so you know, they don't sell it in 7s. They only sell it in 6s, so I'm sorry. So this literally is a great illustration and picture of how much it looked like they were bringing. All right, think about all this. Like, all right, 4,000 people. That, I mean, everybody's going to get like a little crumb. And here's Jesus breaking it. Like, he breaks it, and he's like, oh, I love, do you know why I love this? Because it's so little, and Jesus still thanks God for it. That's so cool. I hope you can learn from that. Like, what little you bring to the table, can you be thankful that God's even provided that? How's he going to multiply it? He can. Given thanks for a small amount. So here's the deal. The disciples had to listen for Jesus after he took what they provided to him. When I say provided, it's what he gave them, and they provide it back to him. And then he had to give it. Rowan, go give that to some people. You can have a piece too. So look at that. Rowan's just, and I'm sure the disciples were eating some too, by the way. So look at that. You're being so dramatic. I don't think the crowd reacted like this. Here you go. All right. Claire, you were right. I shouldn't have done this. Split it. Split your bread. Split your loaves. Split your loaves. All right. Now have a seat. Let me finish teaching. There's plenty going around. Split it. But look. Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. I told them to spread it out, and they're doing it. We are not going to have time for Grow Group. All right, bring it in, bring it in, bring it in, children. All right. I know I started it. I'm sorry. All right, everybody, look up here. I still got more to say, okay? Rowan, come have a seat, bud. All right. Like, in order to know what you're supposed to do, you have to listen for Jesus. Like, imagine if Rowan was not paying attention to me while I was teaching, and he totally missed the fact that I told him to hand it out, and I throw the bread at him, and he, like, looks up at me, and he's like, what do you want me to do with this? And that would be really embarrassing. Here's the deal. We also must listen for Jesus' directions, because he has a plan. He wants to use us. He's already working. All right, so listen for Jesus' directions. Next, after we've listened and we've heard him, just like Rowan, We obey. We obey. Everybody say obey.
Obey.
We obey the directions Jesus gives you. All right, this is going to be even more fun. All right, look at the next verse. It says, and they set them before the crowd. They set the bread before the crowd. They obeyed Jesus' directions. Oh, and there's more to eat. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, that's that where he's like, not only saying thank you, but he's like asking God, would you make this, would you make this like awesome, God? Would you bless this for nourishment? Would you, Jesus is asking for there to be a multiplication. And then Jesus said, he said that these also should be set before them with the fish. So when it says small fish, a few small fish, that word literally means, that word literally means sardines. Joseph, you want to come eat them? No, I'm kidding. All right. Just now, look, this is just for visual purposes. I'm not opening it. It's not for smelling purposes. Visual. Sardines. You ever seen a sardine?
No.
I'm not opening it. All right. Hey, let's. Sardines are this are the treat for after youth group tonight, okay? So here's the deal. I know I just threw some fish at you and now you're distracted. Let me just continue wrapping it up. We obey the directions that Jesus gives you. And I want to be quick to obey, not slow to obey. And after we have gone through these things, all that we're talking about is about, it's like we believe and we have faith that God is active through Jesus in our lives. We're believing that. And we've looked for what he's doing around us. We've told him how afraid we might be or what things that might bother us about the work that he's calling us to do with him. We've communicated that to him. We've listened for what he's telling us to do. And then we've obeyed him. The only thing that's left to do is literally watch. We watch Jesus abundantly satisfy. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Look at how this plays out. It says they ate and were satisfied. That means they got full. It was what they needed. God knew what they needed, and he directed his son Jesus to do that, and he can do that in you and through you. And they took up broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. How many loaves did they start with?
7.
How many basketfuls do they have?
7.
Do you see? Do you see what Jesus is trying to teach us here? Is that when he is at work and he's inviting us into his work, he is willing and able to abundantly provide what is needed to satisfy the people that we're to minister to and serve. Not only that, here's what I want to tell you tonight. I don't know wherever you are. Because maybe you're here tonight and you're not interested in being used by Jesus for what he wants to do. Maybe that's not you. Maybe you're the person who actually needs to be satisfied by him. Wherever you are, whatever your need is, whatever your concerns with life, whatever your heartache is, your heartbreak is, I'm not mad. I'm just like God's been working on me through this. I had to write this after one of the hardest weekends I've ever had. I had a really hard weekend. Man, I just long for certain things in my life from Jesus. And I sometimes let them consume me, and I get disappointed. I have expectations, I have hopes, and the world lets me down, and I'm left wanting, I'm left in need. And what I learned from this for me, what this tells me for me, is that Jesus will provide more than I need. Usually it's not what I think I need, but it's what he knows I need, and he will provide more. He will take whatever there is, and he'll multiply it, he'll bless it, he'll pour it out. And so whoever you are, wherever you are, he provides with more than you need. Do you believe that? Do you believe him? He may multiply the simple or the scraps. Because that's what that was. That was scraps. It was scrap fish, scrap bread, simpler scraps. But he will satisfy you and he will leave you with extra. So at this time, I want to ask you guys to close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. Let's turn off that back light. Not the one up here on the stage. Remember, with your eyes shut, Jesus is inviting you to work with him. He wants you to look. He wants you to share. He wants you to listen. He wants you to obey. And he wants you to watch. And so here's what I'm going to do tonight. We're going to do something different. And I'm just asking you guys to please don't be silly for this moment, okay? Please don't be silly. But please just take this seriously for what we're about to do. Because I want to lead you guys, because I really want you to experience life with Jesus. Because it is so satisfying. I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Only if you really mean it, though. I'm going to read it, and then I want you can open your eyes if you forget it. It's up on the screen. But will you pray this? I'm going to pray it first, and then you repeat after me when I finish. Jesus, please open my eyes to see you working. Ready? Let's pray that together. Jesus, please open my eyes to see you working. All right, next thing we're going to ask. Jesus, who are you inviting me to serve with you? All right, here we go. Jesus, who are you inviting me to serve with you? And lastly, this is the last thing we're going to ask Jesus tonight together. Jesus, please tell me very soon what our first step is. All right, here we go. Let's pray it together. Jesus, please tell me very soon what our first step is. Let me pray over you tonight. God, I thank you for these kids. I thank you for your scripture. I thank you, Lord, that you speak still. I thank you that you're actively working. I thank you, God, that you have a mission for us. I thank you that for each student and each adult in this room, there is something you have uniquely called them to and equipped them for to do in your kingdom. And for your kingdom and with you. Thank you, God. Thank you that you are faithful. I pray that you would give them the faith to believe, God, that you want to be with them and use them. So I pray a blessing over them, God. I pray that you would multiply whatever bread and fish are in their lives, whatever they're not thinking, God, you could use. I pray, Lord, that you would show them you can use it and you will multiply it, God. Whatever it is, whether they're called to be missionaries one day, like Alex and Sarah, or if you're calling some of these kids to be singing up here, or if you're calling some of these kids to be leaders within the youth ministry, or leading a Bible study at school, or whatever, discipling someone, God, would you show them, Lord, that you want to use them and be with them through it? I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Here's what we're going to do next. We are not going to divide into our grow groups because we don't have enough time. By the time you get there, it would be time to come back. So let's turn on the lights. All right.